If you had a kill switch for AI right now, would you hit that button or let it play out as it is now and see where things go?
We're just a couple of business anchors. Welcome to the Business Anchors Podcast. This jingle is slightly too long. This jingle is slightly too long.
Firstly, let's do a big cough.
Sorry.
And then we're going to introduce, let's start with Chris Cubby. This question's quite topical. So we asked Chris Cubby from Cubco, if you had a kill switch for AI right now, would you hit that button or let it play out as it is now and see where things go? So let's hear from Chris.
Usually I'm the first guy to like get all in on technology and get behind it and say, you know, this is going to improve our lives. We don't know where it's going to go. Look at the car, look at the internet, look at all these things. Everybody said that they were going to hurt us, but they ended up just improving our lives, but, you know, also had some drawbacks as well. AI is a bit different for me. So AI to me feels like we are putting somebody above the food chain. So we're putting a technology above us in the food chain that I think is going to completely disrupt the way that we live our lives. And I think a lot of people are going to lose their jobs. I think we are not prepared for that massive switch, and it's coming so incredibly fast, more, you know, faster than any other technology ever in history. So I would absolutely press that kill switch and just not look back.
So that actually surprised me.
Yeah.
From Cubby. So he's saying right now he would press that kill switch to stop the progression of AI and just kind of go back to life before AI. And I do think that obviously why I started with that, AI is a massive thing in business right now, and it's affecting a lot of business founders and entrepreneurs. People are kind of having to switch up what they're doing and think about it. But what did you think of that answer?
I think that was really interesting. I think he does raise a good point. I think personally, I wouldn't hit the kill switch. I feel like what's needed is more regulation around the use of AI, but I think it's going to help society in so many ways that I think it'd be better to let it play out, but with more regulation. I feel like now there's next to no regulation, so anything can happen. Like, I'm trying to think of why are people worried about this? Like, I guess, you know, with, I thought about this. This is a weird example that I thought of. So with the advances in like robotics, and there's that company that makes like those dogs and stuff that, and people that do backflips,
Boston,
that are Boston Dynamics. I just thought in the future, imagine if like those, but way more advanced, and they already look crazily advanced. They are powered by AI, which can kind of think for itself and utilize all the information out there on the internet to decide what it's doing. It could like run to a gun store and learn how to use a gun and pick it up and learn how to load it and shoot loads of people. Like, I don't know. I guess like that's the kind of concerning thing, I think. But yeah. I have more faith in humanity that we're going to regulate this more strictly, and it's going to be a more positive thing. I don't know. What
I
do
suppose,
you think?
So he said about people losing a lot of jobs and stuff. And I think so I wouldn't stop AI and kind of be like, no, we're never going to use AI, because I think it has the potential to massively improve everyone's life on Earth, because it can do things that currently takes lots of effort, and people can hopefully focus on things that will improve all of our lives and bring us all fulfillment and happiness and help each other. That's like obviously a very positive outlook on it. What I think I agree with Cubby on is that right now we're not prepared for it. So currently the rate that it's moving, shitloads of people are going to lose jobs because they're just not needed anymore like that. And I don't think society, we're prepared for that. Imagine just like 20% of people, their jobs aren't needed anymore. How do governments and countries and societies deal with that? I think at the moment it would just be huge amounts of unhappiness, and like mental health issues, homelessness, all this sort of thing, where a portion of society just can't work anymore and then a portion of society are absolutely fine. And I think it would be really bad. So I think there needs to be time for us to plan how we deal with that before it happens. And like Cubby said, it's moving so fast now. I don't think we have the time to kind of do that.
I mean, weirdly, we literally experienced something recently where we were working on a project for a new client and the client sacked all their staff when ChatGPT was launched because of how it would change their business. And like, yeah. And that's one example. Like, I definitely think in the future, but I don't know, I see it. I still don't think it's going to be a negative thing overall. Like, I think it's going to bring a lot of opportunity, allowing people to focus on the things that give them fulfillment, like you said, rather than mundane tasks that could be automated through AI. Like, surely that's a positive thing.
Yeah, and I still believe so in the long term, but I think there's short-term consequence. And by short-term, I mean like in the next decade.
Yeah.
So that's a long period of people's lives where it could cause some real pain and suffering for a lot of people. And I think that's what we need to prepare for, so we limit that.
Just before you go, we want to take a second to talk about our podcast sponsors, Adobe Express. Adobe Express enables anyone to quickly and easily create standout social graphics, logos, flyers, banners, and more on the web and mobile. There are so many amazing features and benefits to using Adobe Express. You can choose from thousands of beautifully designed templates to inspire you and get started. You can quickly remove a background, convert JPEG to PNG, videos to GIFs, merge videos, change video speeds, and more. Apply your brand to your content in just a tap and collaborate with your colleagues through shared templates and libraries. You'll also get access to the entire diverse, royalty-free Adobe Stock photo collection created by the world's best professionals and choose from over 20,000 licensed Adobe fonts, as well as their collection of curved typesets, grids, and exquisite font pairings. You can apply standout photo effects in seconds, discover easy bite-sized tips to get you started on the Learn tab, or connect on one of their creative community spaces to stay close to our team and fellow users. Now that's a lot of features to get your teeth into. Click the link in the description of the episode to give Adobe Express a go today, and we'll see you next week.